Good morning, everybody. Today, I want to make sure we know something that was in our second reading from Romans chapter 5. This is one of the most important things the Bible has ever said. Are you ready? Actually, they're not ready. They look distracted. Okay, this is one of the most important things. Did you hear that part? One of the most important things in the Bible. The Bible says that you're saved by faith. Everybody know that part? You're saved by faith. Are you saved by being good? No. Are you saved by being rich? No. How are you saved? By faith. So we're going to get right where you're headed. But so here's what happens. In church, we say all the time, you're saved by faith. But people might wonder, well, what does that mean, right? And sometimes pastors have big fancy words, and that's not what we're going to have here. Are you ready for how simple it is? When I say faith, do you know what I mean? This very simple thing. It means to believe what God says. That's congregation. Did you know it was that simple? You were waiting for Latin or something, right? Faith is to believe what God says. Now, let me ask you this. Where does God speak to me?
In the Bible.
In the Bible. Very good. You guys know. So this, right, this is a Bible. And who inspired this? God did, Jesus did, and the Holy Spirit did. So everything in here is true, right? And we read it, and we study it, but we, more importantly, believe it. Does that make sense? So here's what Paul said. In Romans chapter 5, he said, you're saved by faith. Here's a fun thing. He said in Romans chapter 4, you're saved by faith. And he said in Romans chapter 3, you're saved by faith. You hear that? Three straight chapters, Paul says, you're saved by faith. Why does Paul keep repeating himself?
Because he wants to learn about Bible.
Sort of, yes. How about that? Now, he wants to make sure we get it. Paul is worried that sometimes we're kind of dense. Congregation, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes we're kind of dense, and so we have to be told more than once. And so Paul says over and over, you're saved by faith, not by works, not by wealth, not by who your family is. You're saved just by one thing. What is it? By faith. And faith means believing what God says. All right? It's that simple, to believe what the Lord says, for us to then read and study and learn and constantly learn and know more. All right? Thanks for coming up, guys. You can head back to your spots, and congregation, we sing the hymn of the day.